Multimedia Men podcast, and this is our 38th segment. Hello! Everybody still here?
All right.
Everybody's on their phone.
Yes.
Except for Susan and I. Yep. What are we talking about? Are we talking about porn?
Yes.
Are we talking about Susan's
We're
date last night?
We're going to do an all-porn recast of Saved by the Bell.
Who'd you go on a date with last night? We saw you, right? Who was it? Do we know this person?
Nope.
Who was he? Tell me.
Was it a girl's night out?
It was, I helped babysit my nephew.
It was a Susan's night in, is what it was.
Hooray, was it a babysit date?
It was a babysit with my parents. Not a date.
Not a date.
They were babysitting you?
Yeah.
She needs a babysitter.
I had a popsicle, I honestly did.
Hooray, I have fudgicles in the freezer if you want some.
Blue raspberry.
Nice.
With the recent date, we were with Susan Kamyab of thischicksflicks.com.
Brian needs to calm down over here.
I was giving her shit.
I know who he's wanting to like think of.
I know. I give her shit constantly. It's so good. With this chicks flicks and Irving Community Television, we're with Susan. We're so glad she's part of this now. Irving. Yeah, I'm just waiting to go. When we're also with Gwen Reyes of Fresh Fiction TV and the literary expert of WFAA and Real Vixen. She does, and she's Gabby Hoffman's best friend.
That is something I'm not going to
do. I'm going to have Kimbrell, our artist friend, who has started a record company called Classic Wax. I'm going to have him Photoshop image of Gabby Hoffman wearing a t-shirt of Gwen. So that you can wear it.
I think that's a great plan. I want to post a picture of you and Gabby together. Best friends.
BFFs.
Guys, true story. So Amazon is presenting Transparent at TCA next week. I will do my best to.
Please do.
FaceTime with Gabby.
Please do. And please bring up the story.
Please. I would be like, hey, Gabby Hoffman, remember this time you were a total and utter bitch to me? No, you don't remember it? Well, let me recap it for you. She's going to be like, Gabby Hoffman is dead.
I believe
it. Gabby Hoffman. Yeah. Labby. That was the best line ever.
Tabby Hoffman?
Gabby Hoffman is dead. I'm Gabby Hoffman.
Tabby
Who
Hoffman.
Are you?
That's Abby Hoffman.
And then we're also with Adam Conway of the Angelica blog and the Angelica Film Center of Dallas.
Yeah.
And he's the official spokesperson for...
I'm officially changing my name to Abby Hoffman.
Abby Hoffman.
Good. Do it.
He's the official spokesperson of Alibaba's in Lakewood.
Yeah.
If they pay me,
I will.
In free buffets.
They really should. And we're also with Andrew Conway, local filmmaker in Dallas. And I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. And we're having fun today. It's June 29th, beautiful day outside in Dallas, Texas. If you've listened to us before, our one listener, you know that we've done several recasts where we take a TV show or a movie that's been out for a while, and in this day and age, there's remakes and reboots, so we recast them if they were to remake it. So this week, Susan had the great idea to do Saved by the Bell, one of our favorite TV shows growing up, and she even came dressed for the part. She has a t-shirt that, was it from 10 years ago?
It looks really old.
I think Brian's going to go way too old for these roles, I have a feeling.
But it says, I heart Zach Morris with a picture of Zach Morris smiling.
It looks very cute.
You can find it. Did you take a picture and post it on Twitter?
Yes, I did. Jeez.
I almost want to say that you can see the picture of Susan on our Twitter feed. Multimedia Pete Pod.
Twitter feed.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to recast Saved by the Bell. Oh my goodness.
And also because in honor of the lifetime.
Yes.
And yeah, talk about that.
Well, I don't know too much. All I know is it's the unauthorized biography and true story behind Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, and it's going to premiere in September.
Can't wait.
And
I'll watch every minute of it.
They've already casted the people, which I've seen. The Screech is great. Remember the guy? It's nobody famous.
Yeah, nobody you've heard of.
It's for reenactment.
But we're not we're recasting the original TV show.
Yes, we're recasting the TV.
And
the college years.
We're not doing the college years. We're not doing any of that.
College years.
And we're not doing their spin-off show, the California Dreamin'.
That wasn't a spin-off.
That
That wasn't?
No.
It was like the same show.
Later on did like Saved by the Bell, the new class. I've seen
And also when they went to the...
When they did the summer.
Yeah. Working at the resort.
How many seasons were of Saved by the Bell?
11?
Six? Well, okay. I have... Because the DVD case is like... this is not including Miss Bliss.
No, I only went Mr. Belding and then the main kids.
So
Miss
Bliss
was the first 2 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, like 1 year maybe. It's like six seasons, and then they include like the college years is another separate season, and then if you buy separately, it's like the Viva Las Vegas wedding or whatever, and then the special Hawaiian.
Man, the made-for-TV movie of the wedding.
That was...
I cried.
A highlight
Saved
of
by
my
the Bell.
Of my life.
In
I remember
space.
That vividly watching that because that was in parts. Like, first they did it all like 1 2-hour special, but then later on when they aired it, it in parts. Oh my god.
Yeah. I remember watching that because I was babysitting and I told the kids they had to shut up so I could watch the whole show. I'm a terrible babysitter.
So,
according to IMDb, they only had 4 seasons, but they were really long seasons.
Okay. Yeah. So let's start our recast, and we were going to start with. No, just the original show. We're doing Mr. Belding, Kelly Kapowski, Jesse Spano, Lisa Turtle, Screech, A.C. Slater, and Zach Morris. So we'll start off with Mr. Belding, played by Dennis Haskins, who has gained a lot of weight recently. He was in a movie recently.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes, that's what
it was.
He was
a snake oil salesman.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he
Big
has
dude.
Let himself go. But I met him about 10 years ago, and he looked about the same as he does now.
Is he at least nice?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's nice.
I thought about, we tried to bring him to SMU for some...
Yeah, because he would do college visits.
I went to the expo where they have all the people that do booths and stuff, and he was there with... It's funny, because he was actually there with the dude from Cheaters. Like, they're actually good friends.
That's awesome.
I was like...
It's the wash-up crew.
Wow, I was like, you guys hang out? Yeah, but I was like, oh, Mr. Belding, too bad for you.
Well, it was an episode of It's Always Sunny.
That's true.
As the old high school coach.
So yeah. Mr. Belding, the famous principal and friend to everybody,
right.
Originally played by Dennis Haskins, I went with Sam Neill. He was in Jurassic Park.
They look almost exactly alike.
Yeah, Sam Neill.
That's a weird choice, but yeah.
I like it. He was in Jurassic Park. He's the main guy in Jurassic Park.
And
he was.
Horizon.
He was in.
Which is
in
going off of Netflix, by the way, on the 1st. If you haven't had a chance to watch
it, I own it. He was also in, what's that vampire movie?
Daybreakers.
Daybreakers.
Which I love.
Yeah, I like that movie. Yeah, I went with Sam Neill. Who else everybody have?
I went with Judge Reinhold. Because I'm the judge, Mr. Belding. I want him to come back.
I think from True Blood, Chris Bauer, he plays the
sheriff.
The
Andy,
sheriff.
Andy.
Oh, Benny Fell Four.
I think he looks like Dennis Haskins.
I went with Josh Radnor. From How I Met Your Mother, because it's like a younger, you know, it's kind of...
Hipper Mr. Belding.
But he's kind of got, like, you could be friendly.
So far, I like Judge Reinhold just because it's hilarious.
Andy
and
your pick both look like Dennis Haskins. They
yeah.
have to be
like,
yeah,
they
I like
Sam
too.
Like, you know,
I also
they
picked
to,
a
goofy
guy.
Dude.
I had Mike O'Malley and also John
Michael Gannon.
Michael O'Malley.
John Gannon's going younger, but yeah.
Yeah. See,
Mike O'Malley, I think, would be great.
Mike O'Malley.
Mike O'Malley from Nickelodeon's Guts.
Yeah, or
yeah.
Glee.
The
or
Crag.
Or that show that didn't
My Own Worst Enemy.
Yes, dear.
Mike O'Malley would be good,
actually. I like Mike O'Malley.
I think I'm going to go with that one. Yeah,
Mike O'Malley?
Yeah. I think he'd do a good job.
Yeah. Sorry, Jed Ryan.
He's already got experience working with kids because he's on Glee.
Yeah.
And he's one of the, at this point, he's the best thing about Glee.
The guy who talked about the Crag. Jesus.
Jed Ryan holds Santa Claus 4.
All right, let's move on to Lisa Turtle. Who was originally played by Lark Voorhees, who I guess recently just looks interesting.
Looks awful.
Yeah, like she looks fine.
Looks so interesting.
She got like bad. You know what? I think that was just a bad photo. I think it was a bad like makeup photo. Because normally she has looked really good.
Yeah, she's always been.
I
really
think
good.
That was somebody. Just
and I love her last name, Voorhees. That's Jason.
Yeah,
no, 13. That's pretty
like
sweet.
That. I like her first name, Lark.
Lark.
Who has that?
Lark. I pick Zoe Kravitz.
Nice.
From
I had Zoe Kravitz and also Ariana Grande.
No.
Give that no job.
You just started
she
some
did.
Shit.
No job.
Did you see that? Did you hear that? Guys,
that's hilarious.
Andrew said two words and it sent the two females of our podcast into
Jedi.
A tailspin.
Oh my god.
She's just like, hey,
she'd be like, like,
well, that's a character she plays.
Like,
that's not how she is.
That's how she is. She constantly looks like
she
this.
She does such a good job acting. Like,
that was funny.
She does such a great job
she's
acting that they think she's a character.
Too far on one side.
And if she's not like leaning on one side with her hair like kind of disheveled and like in a weird ponytail, she's just like vapidly staring off into space because that's like the length of the ticker tape.
That's a professional actress right there.
Yeah, no.
That was pretty funny.
I think Jessica Lucas. She's in like
she's
Pompeii.
Good.
She's
still old though.
Is she old?
Yeah.
I thought she looked young sometimes.
Yeah.
So, but I don't mind Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz. I had Zendaya from that other Just Dance show. Whatever it is.
The Conway.
Aaliyah.
No, Kiki Palmer from Akila the Bee.
I was thinking Kiki, but
I think she'd be good.
I don't think.
Gwen?
Okay.
She's not hot enough for my show.
I'm trying to remember the kid's name. He played Russ on Greek.
A guy for Lisa?
I'm also doing a boy, and he's not black. Because I'm not keeping
that's racist.
So is it going to be a gay couple when Screech hooks up with...
Maybe my Screech is a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe I've switched it up a little bit.
Well.
But I'm not being very helpful because I don't know what this kid's name is.
So
would you pick either Jessica Lucas or Zoe Kravitz or
Jacob
Kiki
Zucker?
Palmer.
Who's that?
Okay, so out of the black actresses that you guys all picked, what were my choices?
Zoe Kravitz.
Kiki Palmer.
I would do Kiki Palmer.
I'd do Zoe Kravitz.
Cool. I'd pick Zoe Kravitz over
here. And
who's
Andrew?
Your other one? Oh,
I said
Zendaya.
Zoe Kravitz?
For fun.
Zoe Kravitz.
For Ariana Grande. I said Ariana Grande. Were like, have any breakout dance sessions or music in the show?
No.
All right, let's move on.
The secret is a mind, the sus.
Let's move on to Screech. Screech, okay. Originally played by Dustin Diamond, who was in a porno with his...
Is that a criteria for who we should have picked?
But nerds are
I
hip
wish.
Now, so I feel like he's going to be like a hipster
Screech.
Now.
I picked Michael Cera.
Too old.
I picked Christopher Mintz Posse.
That would be pretty funny.
I picked Nolan Gould from Modern Family. He can,
yeah, I guess he has the hair.
He's actually in Mensa. He's actually a
he's
really
super smart
kid.
I went with Logan Lerman from Perks of Being a Wallflower.
So pretty. Too cute.
He looks good.
He can be second
nerded up, though.
Yeah, they
can
nerd him up.
Yeah. Definitely give him some glasses.
Christopher Mitten. Is he too old?
He's too old.
Well, he's also...
So Logan
he's
Lerman.
Still good. I like Logan Lerman for this.
He still looks young, though.
I like Logan Lerman. So far. Gwen?
You don't like Nolan Gould?
I like Nolan Gould.
Not
for I don't know who Nolan
you like Nolan
is.
Gould?
Yeah.
Modern
Nolan
Family.
He's the son of Ty Burrell in Modern Family.
I watch Modern Family.
How can you not watch Modern Family?
Everybody in the world watches Modern Family.
I
don't
want to watch it. Okay.
Isn't it
Modern
people?
Family only has 10 million viewers.
You watch
even
TV.
It's the most popular
you watch TV. You
it's
watch
such a group
Modern
of people
family.
Come together.
I'm not rewatching.
It's the new family.
I've already got two shows I'm watching.
That's two less.
No, I mean like two new. Besides, like, my
new shows.
No, I mean, I'm watching Scrubs, and I'm watching 1600. You gotta stop watching old shows, Susan. Like, the
no.
Old shows,
I'm watching
go
new
and
shows,
watch new
too.
Shows.
Yes, yeah. If you haven't
she's never seen
Leap
Scrubs.
Yet, watch
or
Scrubs. Start with Quantum Leap.
She's Seinfeld.
That is the best show
no, I did
ever.
Not like Seinfeld. The Nolan Gold guy looks like Screech, too, so I wouldn't mind him either.
So which ones?
So
Logan
Lerman?
Logan Lerman or
no? Nolan Gould. I think Logan Lerman.
All right, Nolan Gould it is.
Too pretty. I remember thinking that when he was on Jack and Bobby, I was like, that little boy is going to grow up super hot. And then he did. And I was like, no, I feel less pretty.
All right, moving on to Jesse Spano, played by Elizabeth Berkley, who was in Showgirls and did an excellent job.
I'm so excited.
I picked Emma Watson for Jesse Spano.
Not bad. I'm going with Anne Marie.
And I picked Emma Watson
because
she's
the fourth. Yes, that one. I pick.
I had a couple.
Gross.
Well, I had Bailey Madison from Trophy Wife.
Oh, I hate her acting.
Yeah. We've brought this up before.
I love her face, but I just feel like she's constantly like child acting, and it's just like she can't tone it down in anything that she does. She's always like, she's got the same thing as Lea Michele. She's always super big.
I also had Isabel Furman from Hunger Games and Orphan.
I picked
Oh, wait, dude,
you're
still
pretty
done. No, I'm good. I won't say my third one, but yeah.
Oh, no, say another one.
I have 10.
Well, I had Ariel Winter from Modern Family.
Oh, I like Ariel Winter. I picked the girl from, her name is Mackenzie Davis. She was in.
Yes.
Well, she's in Hell and Catch Fire right now.
So?
She looks way old.
No, she didn't look old.
Isn't she like 10?
She looks really young. She's in that awkward moment. She was like Miles Teller's girl.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like she has that. Because Jesse Spano was kind of.
Lanky and.
Well, lanky and slight, like, not man, but had like that. Like, it's not too. She's not too feminine.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I thought that she.
That's why I picked Emma Watson. I think she could.
I had Elizabeth Olsen.
No, okay.
Because she's kind of. And then if she was too old, I was going to say Miranda Cosgrove. Just because.
Oh. I like Miranda Cosgrove over Bailey Madison.
Because yeah, Miranda Cosgrove. You know, she was in School of Rock. She had the iCarly thing, so she would bring. She was at the right age to do high school.
But they started in middle school, guys.
Yeah.
No, that was high school, though.
High school is the one where you started.
They were high school.
Because Mr. Belding wasn't until high school.
So we're not counting the season with, what's her face?
No, Miss Bliss.
No.
That was the one we didn't count.
This is Liz, yeah.
So who are we picking? Emma Watson?
No.
Fuck.
Isabel Fuhrman?
Miranda Cosgrove?
No.
Liz Wilson.
Y'all don't like Mackenzie Davis?
Elizabeth Olsen's really kind of older too.
I like Mackenzie Davis because she's really great.
Who's everybody picking?
I'm so excited!
This is my problem. I don't like any of her.
I just can't.
What was your pick? For her. I just think she's kind of.
For. Was Anna Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
I don't.
It would be too sexy. She's too sexy. If she wasn't so sexy, I'd pick her. She kind of looks like her.
Yeah.
Who are your three?
Well, Manny Madison, like Isabel Fuhrman from Herman.
Yeah.
From like Hunger Games / The Orphan.
She played the not Foxface. She was the other one.
Isabel.
She came to town.
And they did the Hunger Games. Yeah.
I like Isabel.
Ari,
oh, she was in the Orphan.
Yeah, I like her. I'm gonna go with Isabel Fuhrman.
Who?
Curly head.
Who is that?
Isabel Fuhrman. She was in
I don't think I should see her as Jesse.
I could.
Yeah.
I can nerd her up a little bit. You guys, they don't have to look exactly the same.
We can
when
dye
they
our
rebooted,
hair brown.
When they rebooted 90210, they didn't have the same characters.
Yeah.
Well, they had a few of the same characters, but they
were the older ones.
They were
brought
parents.
In the other ones.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's who are we coming with?
I don't know. Either Mackenzie Davis or Isabel Fuhrman. What do you like?
All right. So did you? Okay. So we have Isabel Fuhrman. You liked Mackenzie Davis. What about you, Andrew?
You still like Elizabeth Olsen?
I like
Elizabeth
Olsen.
Olsen's not that bad.
Well, that's okay. So you had Elizabeth Olsen.
I'll do Isabella. All
right.
So we just got booted out.
Elizabeth Olsen?
No, he's
going to us. Oh, okay. Great.
I still don't know who you're talking. Who's this?
Isabel Fuhrman. She was. Guys, it doesn't matter. If you don't know who she is, it doesn't matter because we got three votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
The third vote.
Moving on to Kelly Kapowski. Moving on to Kelly Kapowski, played by Tiffany Thiessen, I picked Hayden Panettiere.
Ugh.
God, you have no concept of people's age, do you?
For fuck's sake, she looks like
she's
a high schooler.
She's pregnant right now.
What?
She's having a baby.
She's
not 16 and pregnant.
I said either Bailey Noble or Vanessa Hudgens.
Bailey Noble's the girl she's in. You know who she is, Bailey Noble? Bailey Noble is... I prefer her over Vanessa.
Yeah, I was Vanessa Hudgens, though.
I know. Bailey Noble is in True Blood right now. She's the daughter of Andy.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
I like her. I think she could...
She'd be a better Jessie.
I have Bella Thorne, the other girl from the dance one, as well as Anna Sophia Robb, which I really like. But now she's not Harry.
Yeah.
She could totally do it. Have a blonde. That would be really good.
I like Anna Sophia Robb.
I like Anna Sophia Robb. A lot. I like
she
that.
Was in The
she
Way Way Back.
I don't find her like that cute either. She's okay. I like her acting.
Did you watch
great.
The Way Way Back?
I like Way Way Back to my number one film. Plus one.
I have four girls.
Okay,
oh,
it's here.
In your basement?
In my basement. That are dressed up as Kelly Kapowski right now.
Okay.
And one dog. I had probably too old, but Alexandra Daddario from True Detective. Because she's beautiful, and
I think she is only like 19.
She is beautiful. She was in something that I just watched. Oh, she's in Married. She's in an episode of Married.
Oh, she's in Married. Yeah, and So that's my number one pick. And I had a few Nickelodeon stuff and Disney star Debbie Ryan, Victoria Justice.
I Debbie Ryan also,
and then
I really don't like it. So I
from
say
that
it.
Really bad Vampire Academy, Zoe Dush, because
she's
really pretty, and I think she could do. She's young.
Guys,
and
I really like two of Andrew's picks. Who was the other one you liked? I like
Alexandra.
I like her a lot.
I still like Anna Sophia Ralph.
I do still really like Anna Sophia.
I can go back.
I think
Alexandra. I like Zoe
Dush.
I like.
And Zoe all right,
Dush. So pick your favorite.
Out of those two.
Yeah, pick your vote.
Let's do it.
Does that have to be the two that you pick for yours?
I'll go with Zoe, because I think
I like Zoe.
She's more the age range.
I was so hoping he was going to say Alexandra. I would have voted for
Zoe. Okay, switch to Alexandra. Switch to Alexandra. Let's do it.
Alexandra
Daddario.
Who is it?
She was in Percy Jackson 2.
True Detective.
The girl that Woody Harrelson banged.
I like her too.
True Detective.
I like her too.
Isn't that too old too?
No, she's 19.
Yeah, she's a child.
She's a child.
Alexandra, what's her name?
The Daria.
She's 28.
She's 28.
I'm just saying, y'all give me shit for too old. That's way too old. I'm just saying.
Okay, then let's go to.
No, wait. It's Alexandra.
I'll go back.
Let's do it.
I'll go back.
Anna Sophia Ralph.
No, I think she's good. I think that.
Alexandra. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on to A.C. Slater,
exactly.
Played by Mario Lopez, who you can see on the red carpet or hosting some stupid thing you'll never watch. I picked Johnny Simmons. He was in...
He's not really Hispanic, but yes, I know you're talking about.
Why does he have to be Hispanic?
It doesn't have to be the same people.
He was in 21 Jump Street. He was the kid who OD'd on the thing. He was also in Perks of Being a Wallflower. He was in Perks of Being a Wallflower. He was the gay quarterback.
Yeah.
I picked him. He was also in Scott Pilgrim.
Yep.
Girl,
y'all are gonna like my pick.
I
picked Taylor Lautner.
Nope.
No.
And it is funny.
I get the hotness.
I had Jake T. Austin from Wizards of Waverly Place / Hotel for Dogs, as well as Diego Bonita from Rock of Ages.
I went. Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one. I went old because similar to Diego Bonita. A.C. Slater always looked a lot older than he was like the Zach.
Endearing.
So I'm going with Paul James, who was on the show also. I'm just recasting Greek characters. He was on Greek. He played Calvin, the gay black fraternity brother. So
wasn't he also in Smallville?
No, a different black dude.
Yeah.
That's
Sam Jones III.
That guy got fired.
But
he was in another show. I can't remember what it was.
My A.C. Slater was, I chose two guys.
He's on the last ship now.
Two guys from the hit MTV show Teen Wolf. I thought Tyler Posey is like a younger Taylor Lautner, and or Dylan O'Brien, who's getting a lot of buzz now.
Yeah,
a lot of,
I like him a lot.
Dylan O'Brien's who I
thought of him for.
I like.
He's probably a good Zach, huh?
He plays Styles in the show. I haven't watched Teen Wolf the show, but I think he plays Styles, and he's got a few movies coming out. And I think
Dylan is a good actor.
Star on the rise, and I think he'd be a good AC.
I'm gonna say Diego. I'll vote for Diego.
Diego
Boneta.
Okay, Diego Boneta. It is.
Is that his real last name?
He was also in 90210. He got killed in a car accident. Is he okay?
No.
He's super dead.
We would like to officially cast. I would like to do a surprise casting of Mario Lopez as Mescott Taylor. May he rest in peace. He died today. The black guy from Design Women died today.
Oh.
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 But I watched.
Did you say good for him?
I said I don't remember. Oh. Him,
good for him.
Well, I know. It was like that came out before you were born.
No.
A little bit.
So now we have the big event.
The big event. Zach Morris.
It's really hard.
Oh. How can you replace him?
Zach Morris. Mark Paul Gosselaar, who's
he
been in some good
Paul
things.
Gosselaar could be Mr. Belding.
No.
He's kind of busy being awesome and hot. I was the only one that would
actually. He's still pretty good.
He's doing that Franklin and Bash show.
I think he got
canceled.
No,
it's still on. It's like their most popular show.
And Mark Paul Gosselaar had a hot sex scene in Weeds with
also his house.
Oh, super hot sex scene
with Mary Louise
Tell
Parker.
Tell us more about it, Brian. Well,
it was in like a bar.
I rewatched that episode like 5 times.
He was like a bartender. He was, they just did it.
He like still looks, did you guys see him? It was a couple years back, but when he was on Jimmy Fallon and he put on that Zach Morris wig, he looked just like he did.
Yeah, he looks good.
I'm recasting Mark Paul Gosselaar as,
So you're doing that? I picked Josh Hutcherson.
Actually, not a terrible
pick. I think that's a pretty good
pick. I thought it was too short.
Platforms.
I had, Dylan O'Brien also had Alexander Ludwig. I thought it might be good from Hunger Games. And he was David Spade's son in the Grown Ups 2.
No thanks.
No, but you have to know who he is. So,
I'm doing Mark Paul.
And Douglas Booth, I thought would be good.
Maybe I'm turned off from the
shitty movie.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet,
one of the
worst
movies.
He
was
also
in Don't Forget LOL, which was just terrible. But I enjoyed that more than Romeo and
Juliet. I didn't make it through. I watched 20 minutes of it and was like, is this movie not over yet?
It was so bad. Like, actually, I had to watch that movie in parts. Like, I'd stop it and be like, damn it. Because I paid $1 for it.
Jeez. I paid $1.
So what's your choice, Susan?
Dave Franco.
Not worth it.
Dave Franco's a good pick.
I think Dave Franco or Dylan O'Brien wouldn't be bad either.
Yeah.
Is that his name, Dylan O'Brien?
Yeah. Sorry. Nice. I actually went with that Ansel Elgort from Fault in Our Stars and Divergence.
Yeah, I love
him.
I like him. I
would choose Nate Wolff over Ansel.
Not as bad. Maybe has an interesting pick for ACC
area. Yeah.
Brian would.
Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, yeah,
that's I'm sticking to that one.
You're still sticking to it?
I am.
Okay, so what does people think about Dave Franco? Is that a rule out?
I don't see him as Zach.
I don't see him as Zach.
Dylan O'Brien?
Dylan O'Brien.
Dylan O'Brien. Yeah, I don't know if him. Mark Paul.
Mark Paul.
And then you're sticking with
Josh Hutcherson.
So then you guys win.
So what is it?
What did
Dylan O'Brien?
I said Ansel.
Would you want to switch over to Dylan O'Brien?
Who do we get for Ace Slater?
Diego.
Diego Bonilla.
Yeah, I like Dylan O'Brien. We'll make him lead.
All right. So
Dylan O'Brien.
Yes. So that's our recast. Let's go down the list. Mr. Beldine is now being played by Mike O'Malley. Kelly Kapowski is being played by Alexandra
Daddario.
Daddario.
That's a good picture.
Jesse Spano is being played by Isabel Furman. Lisa Turtle, Zoe Kravitz. Screech by Nolan Gould.
Nice.
A.C. Slater by Diego Boneta. And Zach Morris by Dylan O'Brien. And I think The Killers should redo the theme song. The band, The Killers.
Should we have cast Max?
I'm going to say
no.
Daughtry. Black Keys should redo it.
Black Keys are good. I think the Killers would do a really good job.
I think they'd
too.
Slow it down and be like,
yeah, it looks
really
much.
Chill.
Should we recast Tori real fast also?
In the morning.
And that's when we'll bring, we'll recast Tori, and that's when we'll bring Anna Sophia Robb back to the game.
There you go.
Yes.
She can have that role. I hated Tori.
So that is our.
We'll do the oil spill in the lake behind the school episode.
That is our Saved by the Bell recast. Let us know what you think and who you think should be recast.
If we're wrong with one of our, let us know. Tell us who we should have put.
Definitely.